Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray that the broadcast will be a blessing to you today. Today, I'd like to read out of 2 Chronicles, chapter 30, verse 18 through 19. And this is such a beautiful verse. It says, "The Lord, the good Lord, pardon everyone that prepareth his heart to seek God. The good Lord, pardon everyone that prepareth his heart to seek God." How do you have a prepared heart? You receive His Word and hear His Word. I think about many, many years ago, my husband and I, before we began our Trucking for Jesus broadcast, this was before 1975, and my husband and I at that time were not Christians. We were not born again. And it was one night late, about 9 o'clock at night, we were in the house and already getting ready for bed, and someone knocked on the door. And my husband went and opened up the door, and he just looked down at the man and never had seen him before. And he said, "What do you want?" And the man said, "I want to tell you about Jesus." And at that time, I was looking for my husband to run him away, because my husband, well, at that time, wasn't a Christian, and he wasn't too tolerable with Christians. And he certainly, at not that late of hour, was going to let somebody come in and tell him about Jesus. But to my surprise, my husband said, "Well, yeah, come on in. I want to hear what you got to say." Well, that man came in, and he explained to my husband that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through Jesus Christ, the world could be saved. And that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him would not perish but have everlasting life. And you know what? He asked my husband, he said, "Would you like to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?" And my husband said, "You know, I believe I will." And I was so shocked, because I'd been trying to get him to go to church. I'd been trying to get him to take me to church, and he wouldn't do it. But you know what? That night, down by the sofa, he gave his heart to the Lord, and I gave my heart to the Lord. And we were so happy to make that commitment to Christ. Now, you know that man that came to our door, we had never met him before, never seen him since. But I can't imagine how it was, or whether that man is still living. My husband has already gone home to be with the Lord. But over the years, my husband preached the gospel for 46 years before the Lord took him home. And I think about that one man that was canvassing the neighborhood one night late, telling somebody about Jesus. He does not know the effect that he had on our lives, that how God sent us across this country on radio and on TV and in a tractor and trailer for 36 years. We went across and we preached for 46 years in all. And how that just went in that one soul, to Christ, what a change that it made. Today, let me tell you, you take time to minister to that one-on-one. When my husband passed away, one of the young men that was doing the funeral, he said, "Bunny Gregory, look for the opportunity to tell one about Jesus." He said, "Too many times we look for the masses and the large number, but he looked for the opportunity." Today, I want you to look for the opportunity to that one that you can be an encouragement to that one you can bless, to that one you can be kind to that one you can tell the salvation story to, because you have no idea what effect or what change you will have in that person's lives and the many, many lives that that one person will talk. Oh, what a blessing we can be. Oh, what a joy we can be when we set out to do the right thing and to be a blessing. There's an old hymn. It says, "Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing today." And that should be our prayer. And I want you to know that to be able to come to you across the radio airways is a blessing to me. And I pray that the word that I share with you will encourage your heart. Today, be faithful to do what God has called you to do. Don't get discouraged and give up, quit, because it ain't over yet, children. And if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, please write me and let me hear from you at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. Lord, I thank you today for all my listeners. I pray that you bless them and encourage them. And if there is one that doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, I pray today that you forgive them of their sins. Thank you for this opportunity and this beautiful day that you've given us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening.